It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How are you?
See, this is what happens when you have an awesome producer. Shout out to Nick Kay for making this happen. Allow me to further celebrate my Mets, bringing the polar bear back.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to be screaming down whatever road that is to get to Atlanta and watch the Mets when they come there. And I'm going to scream over to Donaldson Pike and get on the plane and watch my Mets over there at Citi Field too, man. I can't wait.
Hey, going to be a big year for the Mets.
I still like the Jizza intro better. But that is pretty
cool.
Yeah,
well, you know, we couldn't lose that. We still had that coming in, you know. And that's, again, great job by Nick to make that happen. Blend two songs, totally different ones.
I think what we're really doing here is kind of expanding our portfolio. By the time we're done, TD is going to have just an incredible amount of a library to choose from when he comes here. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, look, Freddie Mercury coming up next, man.
That's right. That's right. So, TD, let's start on the Super Bowl. What do you make of the matchup? Like, you know, logically, you know, it's gotten to the point with Kansas City where it's pretty difficult to pick against them because all they do is win. And yet I look at that Philadelphia roster, and I think it's loaded from top to bottom, maybe the best roster in the league. So how do you view the matchup, and what do you think happens on Sunday?
Well, you know, the thing I love the most about this, and no one's really talking about it, is – the fact that Kansas City, they haven't given up a 100-yard rusher in, what, 14, 15 playoff games. And we know Saquon Barkley is just – he's another one of those guys we're borrowing from another planet, and he's just visiting. And it's great to watch this. And I love the fact that a running back is fueling a team to what could possibly be a Super Bowl championship. So you have that. I love the dual threat ability that, you know, Jalen Hurts brings. And then – you watch how Spagnuolo and the blitzes, you know, that corner blitz that he does at random times in the game, especially late. It's going to be cool seeing how Jalen Hurts is going to react to that. And then we know they're going to want to stop the run, so you stack the box. And, you know, that guy A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, those guys on the outside, there's so many matchups. And, you know, you flip it around, and you got the rookies going at it, right? Xavier Worthy and Quinyon Mitchell. You know, and then you look at Brandon Graham coming back, man. Like, I'm so excited to see BG back in the mix. He's going to play in this game. So, it's just, there's a lot of things to be excited about.
So, TD, if Mahomes gets this, gets a third straight, where do you come down on the GOAT conversation?
Yeah, I mean, he has to be mentioned. He did something that no quarterback has ever done before. So, you got to have him up there. Frankly, in my opinion, I think he should be up there now. Regardless, so, yeah.
Up there over Brady? Would you put him over Brady right now?
No, I can't do that, man.
Okay, so up there not being number one, but just
– I mean, Joe doesn't have Brady in his top ten, so you got to keep that in mind.
Oh, Brady's in my top ten. He's right after number nine, Dan Fouts. But, no, he's up there. He's up there.
Dan Fouts was a bad mojo right there, man.
See? Yes! See? The real ones know.
That's right. So, TD, it's an interesting potential veteran quarterback market. We've talked a lot with you about some of those guys, but now there's some uncertainty with Stafford in L.A., and we'll see what happens with Darnold. On the Stafford front, like, I don't think Stafford's coming here. Like, I don't know why Stafford would choose to play here. But what it would do is, you know, if he's not going to be in L.A., he'll be somewhere else, and that does affect the rest of the quarterback market. So, what do you make of the idea of Stafford potentially being available, Darnold potentially getting a free agency, and how that affects the quarterback market and what the Titans could decide to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, if there was one veteran quarterback I would put above all else that are kind of in the mix, it would be Matthew Stafford, you know, to go to the Titans. Obviously, the ties to Brian Callahan, but I really think that whole thing is just a money grab. I think he's just trying to you know, increase that offer. Not offer, but that contract he has. So I doubt he goes anywhere, but you're right. If he does, that does affect the carousel, because then, you know, what happens if the Rams grab Sam Darnold? And that's not to say, like, I think Darnold should come to the Titans or they should go get him, although he and Aaron Rodgers are two that I think are very strongly in the mix if they go veteran route. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, every year there's always something and somebody shakes free and you didn't expect it, and there you are in the quarterback market. You know, Stillman, he brought up Daniel Jones. I would say no to that, but I mean, that's another veteran that could kind of come in the mix. You got Jimmy Garoppolo. Again, I say no to that, but, I mean, there's different ones. Now, I do think that Jimmy Garoppolo could be the guy that would be similar to the Alex Smith in Kansas City situation, where like, he would get the understand the assignment, right, and help develop if they were to draft a quarterback early and sign him as a bridge. I could see him being the personality that would be able to do it. But this roster, they're not in a position to sign a veteran quarterback and draft one at the same time. They have so many more needs.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you bring up Jimmy G, and, I mean, that's – we never talk about Jimmy G, you know, but, it, I mean, that's definitely – I mean, it's a better name than a lot that we do talk about. But, TD, on the Darnold front, and Stilly, who hopefully has about 8 Excedrins flowing through his bloodstream right now, he's got it down to, like, it's the Titans or the Raiders are going to have Sam Darnold next year. I can't rule out, even if the Vikings don't tag him, that there will be a reunion there. I also would not rule out the Giants. But how do you view, like, what the market would be for him? Let's say if the Vikings don't tag him. Like, who do you think would be after him? And would it come down to, with the Titans, just as simple as if you give him the best deal, then you'll get him?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Titans, they would have to give him a good deal, but also – I think he would jump at the opportunity. Excuse me, I got this cough, man.
No, you're good.
I think he would jump at the opportunity, and I think, you know, when I say the opportunity, it would be to come in and be the guy, right, and kind of be the guy going forward. Because I think if they sign Darnold, I don't think that's a bridge situation. I think they're signing him to be their quarterback. So that would be good. Obviously, for him, I don't know about for the Titans. But, you know, the Raiders are a team you have to think about. The Giants, I think, would be in the mix. Now, if you're the Giants, you have to really wonder, okay, he struggled in this city before. Is he going to be able to come here and be successful this go-around? I don't know. So there's a lot to consider. I think those are our teams right away that you look at, and we'll see what happens. But, I would say probably 4 or 5 different options.
TD, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
So, wait, did you make a pick? Yeah. Who's winning?
Oh, yeah, I'm going Eagles, man. And, you know, it's kind of sentimental to me. You know what I mean? I lost my mom in November, and she was an Eagles fan, like, to the core. So I want them to, you know, go ahead and commemorate her by winning. But also, I mean, if I had to pick a team that I root for the most, it would be the Eagles. So go Birds, I guess you could say.
There you go. Nice. I love it. TD, have a great weekend, man.
All right, for sure. You guys, too.
Teron Davenport joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll react to what TD has to say on the Super Bowl, on the Titans, the quarterback front. A lot more thoughts on Sam Darnold. Rex Road is receiving some just noise on the text line.
Oh, good.
On the comment section right now about him being bundled up and being from Michigan. We'll get into all that as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.